The German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has given permission for Leopard 2 tanks manufactured by Germany to be handed over to Ukraine. Not many of them. I think it's, I'm just trying to find, it's about 10 or 12, and they have also given permission for Poland to hand over the same number of Leopard 2 tanks from their stock to the Ukraine. There was a debate in the German parliament after that. Not everybody agreed with this decision. Several members of the parliament put it to him that this might be seen as a provocation. And he said, no, well, we're working with our partners. And earlier Joe Biden said that the US was going to send its Abrams M1 tanks to Ukraine as well. So this was part of a multilateral process. And the Russians have reacted, as one might imagine, angrily, saying that this was a provocation, this was going to raise the temperature, this was going to trample on post-war era principles, where Germany did not send weapons to conflict zones. Raffaele Pantucci is a senior associate fellow of the Royal United Services Institute and is a senior fellow at a School of International Studies in Singapore, from where he joins us via Zoom. Raffaello, good afternoon. What is the significance of the Leopard 2 decision?
Well, I think it's significant because I think we're seeing, you know, a continuing willingness by Ukraine's Western allies to support the Ukrainians and increase the volume and type of equipment that they're sending to help Ukraine fight against Russia. So it is very significant in terms of demonstrating that, you know, this sort of alliance of Western powers that's doing it, is supporting Ukraine, is sustaining and willing to answer the requests that the Ukrainian government makes and answer them in quite, you know, substantial ways. So I think it is quite significant. I think also within a kind of German specific context, it is significant because, you know, it signals further, you know, the kind of change that we are seeing in German, you know, foreign and security policy in particular, which of course has a very heavy legacy hanging over it from the wars of the last century, but, you know, is now moving into a position where, you know, they're spending far more on defense than they did previously. And now they're demonstrating a willingness to really move into an ever more sort of aggressive position.
Do these Leopard tanks, plus the US tanks, and not terribly many of them, I think, in total, from Poland, from Germany, and from the US, we're looking at somewhere around just under 40 tanks. Do those 40 tanks have the potential? Are they sufficiently high-tech enough to change the course of the war?
Well, I think I would also add that the UK has also committed to send, I think, about a dozen British tanks, British-made tanks. So, you know, we're talking about 50. Yes, exactly. Yeah. But point taken, it's not hundreds. You know, I think it does make an important difference. Because I think the general sense is that, you know, as there is an expectation, I think, in Ukraine that we're about to see a push by Russia to try to reclaim some territory and get some, you know, points on the board and score some victories. And having this kind of heavy metal will help defend the Ukrainian positions and give the Ukrainians more cards to play. There's a question about how long it's going to take for these weapons to reach Ukraine. And I think the American Abrams tanks, I saw some reports saying that it could take a very long time for them to get to the battlefield. But I think certainly the key thing with sort of Germany and Poland and even the UK, you know, offering theirs is that they are very close by. So it'll be quite rapid to get, it'll be easier to get into the battlefield soon. And that will enable the Ukrainians to really prepare themselves for the expected Russian surge that we're already starting to see in some places.
And the Russian response has been largely predictable. This is upping the ante. It's further provocation. It's inevitably going to lead to a commensurate response from Russia. And those people who believe, and there was such an analyst on this radio station yesterday morning saying that the conflict in Ukraine at the moment is a result of NATO aggression and expansion eastwards, and this you know, this supplying of materiel from NATO partners is further evidence that this is aimed not at Ukraine defending its sovereign territory, but it is the West collaborating to wipe out Russia. You know, is it going to lead to anything other than more violent rhetoric from Russia?
No, I don't think. I mean, look, I think I would fundamentally disagree with all of what your other analysts said, I'm afraid to say. I think it is this war was a decision made by President Putin to invade a sovereign neighbor. And by the way, it's a conflict that started back in 2014 that Russia has been stoking ever since then and now has decided to move into an even more aggressive position than before. So I think, you know, NATO expansion is a talking point that the Kremlin loves to push out. But, you know, I mean, NATO expansion, frankly, of Ukraine joining is more likely now, frankly, than it was previously. There's a huge reticence in NATO to even consider Ukrainian membership of NATO before the invasion. Now, I think you can see a very serious discussion about actually maybe that's the path forward. So, but anyway, to respond to your specific point about what Russia might do in response, I think, you know, I think you are going to start to see a greater degree of tension, I suspect, between Moscow and Germany. And I wouldn't be surprised if we start to see Russia trying to find ways to make it very uncomfortable for Germany. The Germans have done a very good job, actually, of quickly shifting away their dependence on Russian energy. If you look at the sort of supplies and the way that they've managed in very, very rapid order to shift where they're getting it from, they've kind of cut that dependency. And I think this move demonstrates a willingness in Berlin to really be more aggressive towards Moscow. And I think what the calculation that will start to change within Moscow is the degree to which they will kind of treat Germany, let's say, with kid gloves, because I think they see, you know, in the past, there was a sense that, well, Germany could be a critical player in weakening European resolve. And I think what we've seen is clear evidence in the opposite direction. And presumably that will result in some sort of action by Moscow. What that action looks like, I would be surprised if it was a direct kinetic action against Germany, but I wouldn't be surprised if we started to see, you know, more cyber attacks, more, you know, targeted diplomatic criticisms or expulsions even towards Germany, as I think Moscow recognizes that, you know, Germany, Berlin has essentially chosen a side very clearly and is only putting its chips down even more on that side. And that will doubtless generate some sort of a response from Moscow.
Thank you very much, Raffaella Petrucci, an analyst with the Royal United Services Institute.